Hello, Northwest Arkansas. Randy here, bringing you a quick word from our sponsor, Signature Bank of Arkansas. Since 2005, Signature Bank has been all about empowering our community with local ownership and top-notch banking services. Signature Bank's roots run deep with assets over $1 billion, and they're right here in your backyard with branches in Bentonville, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and now including Harrison and Jonesboro. With a growing family of more than 200 teammates, they're ready to serve you with the warmth only a true community bank can offer. And they've got Banco C, the first bilingual bank in Arkansas, to ensure that banking is for everyone. So give Signature Bank a call at 479-684-3700 or visit signature.bank online. Mention you heard about them on the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast for that personal touch. Signature Bank of Arkansas, big on assets, local at heart, and a proud member of the FDIC and an equal housing lender.
It's time for another episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas, the podcast covering the intersection of business, culture, entrepreneurship, and life in general here in the Ozarks. Whether you are considering a move to this area or trying to learn more about the place you call home, we've got something special for you. Here's our host, Randy Wilburn.
Hey folks, and welcome back to another episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas. I'm your host, Randy Wilburn, and I'm excited to be with you as I always am. I'm sitting here at the KUAF studios in the Furman Garner Performance Studio. And you guys know that we have partnered with KUAF, and I don't even think at this point I need to say it every time that I open this episode, because I'm hearing from people on a regular basis, even some of the most loyal listeners, that, hey, I heard you on KUAF today. And sometimes I have to stop myself and remind myself that, yes, I am on KUAF, or the podcast is, every Tuesday, both at 12 and at 7 p.m. So certainly want to encourage you to listen to Ozarks at Large and Kyle Kellums and Matthew Moore and several of the other members of that Ozarks at Large team. They'll take a segment of our Monday podcast episode and air it on Tuesday. So you get to hear the podcast in two different formats. And so for those of you that listen to us on radio, we really appreciate you. You may not even hear this part of it. You may only hear the actual segment that they share. But if you come back and listen to the full episode, then you get the benefit of that. So, but today, I'm really excited because I have Anthony Marischotta on, and Anthony is the executive director of the Spring Creek Food Hub. You guys know I love food. If you see me, I have not missed a meal. And I love talking about food when and where possible. And so I got connected with the Spring Creek Food Hub a while back. And those of you that know, I'm also on the board of Ozark Natural Foods. So I have an affinity for food. I also have an affinity for trying to figure out ways to solve some of the food insecurity issues that exist in this country, and primarily that exist right here in our own backyard in Northwest Arkansas. And so what Anthony and his team are doing at the Spring Creek Food Hub is really important. But I really want, there are several individuals that listen to this podcast on a regular basis. Those of you that may work in the food service industry, those of you that may be what I would call food entrepreneurs. Remember, we had the folks from Curate on, Kim Bryden and her team. There's a lot. I mean, the ecosystem of food in Northwest Arkansas is simply incredible. And so I thought this would be an important episode to have to gain some insight on a new addition to the food industry block here in Northwest Arkansas, and that is the Spring Creek Food Hub. And of course, I said, well, you know what? Why don't we have the executive director, Anthony Marischotta, come on and talk with us about what they're doing there in Springdale? And so without further ado, I want to welcome Anthony to the podcast. How are you doing?
Yeah. Hey, Randy, I'm doing great. Good, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. I hope you like that introduction. That was off the cuff.
Fantastic.
So I'm excited. So why don't we just real quickly, I want to start with you. I'd love for you just to give us your quick superhero origin story and just a little bit of background about who Anthony is. I know a lot about you since we had a chance to talk before we started recording, but I'd love for you just to share with our audience a little bit about yourself and how you ended up here in Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I don't know if it's a superhero story, but maybe a superhero in the food system story. I haven't been here very long, super excited to be here, and we'll certainly get into that. But I originally grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yes,
Pittsburgh boy. We were talking about that. But I really haven't lived there in, you know, almost 20 years. Kind of found a really unique, interesting path through farming and food systems. I didn't grow up on a farm, wasn't really exposed to it much at all growing up. But as I became older, you know, through high school and into college, really just became curious about where my food came from, how it got to me, what I was putting in my body, what it took to produce that food, and followed my way through a couple of really great opportunities, learning and meeting people along the way. I spent time in northern New England, northern Vermont, and managed an organic farmers cooperative for a number of years before moving out to California. I spent some time in San Francisco working for a large organic wholesaler, doing farmer development throughout the Central Valley and even into Mexico. And after my wife and I had our first son, we wanted to move back to the East Coast to be closer to friends and family. So we found ourselves in Charleston, South Carolina. And that's where I was for the past 5 years, actually managing a nonprofit food hub there until I came here to take this role and lead the charge with Spring Creek.
Wow. What was your, and I'm curious, I always like asking people this that are newer to the area, but what was your initial thought and or reaction to Northwest Arkansas when you got the call and somebody recruited you to come here? What were your initial thoughts? Had you been here before?
No, so I wasn't here before. And I came out a couple times before moving here and taking the job to check it out and meet people. And, you know, my wife and I just fell in love with it. We have two young boys, a 3 and a 6 year old, and it was just the perfect place for them and for our family. But, you know, it was interesting having so many conversations with people, you know, all over the country and in South Carolina and in Pennsylvania, telling them that we were moving here. There wasn't a whole lot of knowledge, you know, about, you know, Arkansas. Well, where's that at?
Right.
Why?
Right.
What are you going to be doing there?
People have to pull out the map.
Definitely. Yeah. But I think, you know, this is what immediately hooked us is the energy, the vibe, the people. And I think once people come here and really see it, you know, you get it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's what's special about this place. And to me, it's kind of like, I don't know. And I've said this before. It's like the undiscovered country, right? There was that Star Trek episode, that Star Trek movie where they talked about the undiscovered country. And that's kind of how I feel about Northwest Arkansas. It's like, you knew it was here. You knew Walmart was based somewhere in the Midwest, Mid-South, if you will. But you didn't really know the full effect of what this area was all about.
Yeah.
But now you're here. You've been here for several months. You've really gotten your feet wet with the Spring Creek Food Hub. So I would love for you just to kind of introduce our audience to the Spring Creek Food Hub, since it is still very new.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I think I'll even take it a step further and, you know, introduce the audience to exactly what a food hub is.
Yeah.
It's a really unique kind of central piece of a local or regional food system. There is a USDA definition of what a food hub is. It typically involves aggregation and distribution of local food with a warehousing component, and then also this thread of single source identified product, which is something that, you know, I have always been really excited and passionate about. And that essentially means, you know, we're going to always give farmers credit for the food that they grow. I'm not looking for Spring Creek to get credit for the food or the production. It's always going to be labeled and represented and marketed as the farmer's product.
Yeah.
And the aggregation and distribution piece is exactly that. We try to do our best to make local food easy, or at least easier. So that really, we're making things easier, hopefully, for the farmers, as well as the consumer and the customer, by taking out all of the additional steps. You know, we're one location, one phone call, one delivery, one drop off, one payment. So really kind of, you know, the focus of any food hub is it is the aggregation and distribution piece by taking that work and that effort off of the farmers and the customers and giving them more time, more resources to do what they do best, which for farmers is growing food and spending time in the field.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of which, and I'd be curious to know this since, I mean, again, and this is an early take, but how does it compare dealing with the farmers in South Carolina versus the farmers that you've run across here in Northwest Arkansas in this region?
Yeah. So it's, you know, I've always, because I've had the opportunity to work with farmers in several different regions and states, and I always compare it to learning a new language. You know, agriculture is not the same everywhere. So from New England to California to South Carolina to Arkansas, there are always these pieces that are just a little bit different. And it does take time to understand the needs of the farmers, understand the seasonality of growing food, what it takes to produce food. And, you know, from my most recent experience in South Carolina, you know, I'm coming from a much more mature and developed food hub that was, you know, nearly 15 years old. I know a lot of farmers in Northwest Arkansas have been doing this for a very long time, 10, 20, 40 years.
Generations of farmers.
Generations. Yeah. You know, so I'm not saying what they're doing is new, but, you know, really from my perspective at the food hub being new, you know, is just a little bit different. And my focus and goal since I've been here in just those few months is really to understand the needs of our farmers, of our community, to kind of build that solid foundation, you know, before we really kind of move forward and ahead with, you know, more development and work around that.
Okay. Yeah. And that makes perfect sense. When you think of, well, I guess I should say, when it comes to the Spring Creek Food Hub, what has been, because I would imagine that every food hub is going to be different.
Yeah, exactly.
What has been kind of, what has been uniquely Northwest Arkansas about the Spring Creek Food Hub that maybe is different than what you've experienced both in South Carolina or up in Northern Cal?
Yeah.
What has set it apart from some of the other places that you've been?
Yeah, well, I appreciate you understanding how different food hubs can be. You know, that's certainly one of the most interesting points, and it's not a one-size-fits-all model. You know, as much experience and exposure I have is, again, every food hub really needs to be modeled and built off of the needs of its community.
Yeah.
So first, you know, that's what we're trying to do here. But I think for me, I think what has been most unique is the scale of farmers. You know, there are a lot of really great farmers in Northwest Arkansas, but the majority of them are a pretty small scale, 1 acre, 2 acres, a half an acre. So from my experience, that's pretty unique. But I also think there's a lot of opportunity for Spring Creek Food Hub, and what we can offer is the ability for those smaller farmers to scale up. You know, if that's something they're interested in, if it fits their model, if they have access to land, we're really here to help make that scaling easy and make wholesale distribution and sales opportunities easier for them. So there's, you know, this great opportunity for growth ahead if it's a good fit.
Well, and I can imagine you have, with your experience and background, you've seen some examples of maybe in South Carolina, maybe in NorCal, smaller farms that you gave a greater measure of exposure to and shared your platform with that were able to grow. Do you have a unique story to share about that you hope to replicate here in Northwest Arkansas?
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. And, you know, I think through my experience and, you know, another role and focus of the food hub is to be able to offer technical assistance to farmers. What it takes to be a successful and viable wholesale farming operation. You know, we focus on extensive production planning with farmers, telling them what to grow, what specific varietals to grow more of, less of, going through specifications and standards of the wholesale market. So, you know, it's a relationship. You know, I'm not interested in strictly buying and selling food. That's not at all, you know, what the food hub is set up to do. We really want to engage and educate and build the foundation and build relationships and viability from that. So I've seen it several times, you know, whether it's children coming back from college to a multi-generational farm and focusing on scaling up or successful wholesale production. But there are certainly relationships in South Carolina in particular where, you know, maybe we started with a farmer on 1 acre and their kids came back from college. They started farming an acre and a 5-acre field across the street opened up and they asked us if, hey, if I move over onto that property, would the food hub be able to support the production? And absolutely, you know, we're always wanting that to happen. So we've seen people, farmers in the first year bring us, you know, 5 or 10 cases of broccoli. And then 3, 4, 5 years later, you know, they're doing $50,000, $100,000 in gross sales annually with us. And it's just been through partnering in that relationship.
You know, as I'm listening to you share what you're sharing, I'm curious to know, because I mean, when I think about farming, right, and I'm a city kid, well, I'm not technically a city. I grew up right outside of New York City, but I know about farming, and Jersey was called the Garden State. It's kind of funny. That's what their nickname was. But the bottom line was that, you know, farming has been kind of a lost art. So are you finding that maybe there is an opportunity to engage a younger generation in the art of farming that may open up the doors to continue to advance this area?
Yeah. You know, I think, again, with what we're setting out to do, I mean, that would certainly be a goal or success. Seeing a next generation, but also seeing younger people just go towards the profession of farming, you know, that we can prove out a model to make farming financially viable.
Yeah.
And that's really what Spring Creek is trying to do. And I also think, you know, it's regional food systems are more important than ever before. You know, I think we all have gotten so used to the luxury of going out to any store and buying whatever we want to, whenever we want.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, strawberries in the winter from Mexico or from South America, or blueberries coming from all over the world, and South African citrus. You know, I really think the fragility of that food system is something that has the potential to get disrupted within our lifetime. And we need to be able to feed ourselves and rely on the resiliency of a local food system to provide that strength. And, you know, it's the farmers that are the ones that are going to feed us.
Well, it's nothing like a pandemic to show you the logistical challenges that you face trying to move food all over the world.
Yeah.
It's funny, my wife and I were just talking about that this morning about, you know, in certain areas you can get certain things. And we have an exchange student from Taiwan at this moment living with us. And he was telling us that strawberries are really hard to come by in Taiwan because they just don't grow them as frequently. So you just don't have that luxury. But when I think about just the, you know, actually we have a pretty diverse regional agrarian economy.
Yeah.
And so just taking advantage of that can really give us some benefits. And I only say that because my knowledge is limited to my experience with Ozark Natural Foods, the co-op, but the co-op, they pride themselves on working with a ton of farmers within 100-mile radius, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like this food doesn't have to travel that far to get to the, you know, to the produce section of the co-op. And so, I mean, that's important.
And it really tastes so much better when it's in season. You know, there's, you know, most of the commodity and wholesale varieties that we all buy any day of the year in any store, those food items were really bred for shipability and durability and not flavor or sugar or texture.
Yeah.
So, you know, eating local and eating seasonally is a different experience. You know, those strawberries at the farmer's market in the summer, they're totally different berries than the ones that you would buy in a clamshell on the shelf. And, you know, and also, you know, you mentioned it is, I think there's great food and farming heritage and agricultural history in Northwest Arkansas as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think getting back to that or reminding people or, you know, just kind of having a role in that, I think is also really exciting.
Yeah. And I think, I think it's as I'm reminded in interacting with a lot of people that work in this space now and just talking to farmers in general, as while for some may perceive it to be a dying art or breed of people that do that work, there are opportunities to engage farming from you know, a 21st century perspective in terms of what technology affords us nowadays that it didn't. Like, I know I have friends, and this is not here, but I'm sure they use the same technology here. But a friend of mine was telling me about the tractors that they use up in Iowa, and these things are just set to GPS coordinates, and they just deal with the field. And the person's just there to make sure nothing goes off course, but they don't really do anything. You know, as a matter of fact, one person was like, yeah, I listen to podcasts and other stuff. And so farming isn't, this is not your granddaddy's farming. It's a lot different now.
Yeah.
And even for a smaller farmer, they can leverage some of those technologies and leverage some of that innovation just to make the whole process a lot simpler. And at the same time, address a lot of the needs that exist right in their own backyard and in their own community.
Yeah, you're right. And I think there are some of those advances in technology or implements really on all scales. So, you know, there are going to be things that are making work easy for human scale farming, as well as tractor scale, and, you know, up into working with drones and all these other crazy machines, you know, that are happening. But I think you're exactly right. It's just I don't know if it's a pivot in the occupation or a pivot in just the way that we think about it. But, you know, there's certainly a lot of opportunity there.
Yeah. What has your take been on, and I'd be curious to know, because everywhere you've been, there's food insecurity. And it's the thing that we talk about a lot more. And I think, if anything, for us here in Northwest Arkansas specifically, we became acutely aware of the challenges of food insecurity during the pandemic. The pandemic exposed a lot of our shortcomings, right? I mean, just across the country. But I'd be curious to know what some of your biggest takeaways have been with the whole concept of food insecurity and how you hope to potentially address it here in Northwest Arkansas with the Spring Creek Food Hub.
Yeah, so that's a great question.
I know it's a big question. So, yeah, you can give me a small snippet of it. I'm not asking you to solve the world's problems today, but I would imagine that you have some ideas about this.
Yeah, so you know what? Some of the most satisfying work and efforts and programs that I've really been a part of in this space have been around food insecurity, and then also, you know, just kind of food and health and wellness education. Mm-hmm. I've designed and implemented a few really awesome programs to get local fresh food in front of children, you know, elementary school age or even younger than that.
Yeah.
Doing fun things, virtual taste tests or food box distributions, always pairing it with education. You know, I think the bigger picture is that the need for food is so great that it kind of takes all of us and all of these organizations and communities working together to make any kind of impact at all. So, and it's not really a one size fits all, but I think where I have found my space and where I think Spring Creek Food Hub could find its space is, again, really around seasonal fresh foods and sharing that great bounty and resource with community members in need.
Yeah.
You know, when we can, because so much of it, I mean, it's, you know, it's going to take generations. It's a generational change and going to take so much time to educate people about eating healthy and then also promoting food access, which is, you know, one of the pillars of what we're doing at Spring Creek is, you know, making fresh food access easier for everyone. You know, it's not just restaurants or whoever might be shopping at farmers markets or consumers. You know, we are hoping to get out there and reach as many people in the community as possible. And so many of them don't otherwise have access to this food.
Yeah. Well, and you bring up a good point. And that was kind of one of my next questions that I wanted to ask you was, those that are listening to this, how will they be able to interact with and or work with or utilize all of the benefits of the Spring Creek Food Hub? So say I'm not a food entrepreneur, say I'm not a restaurateur. How can I, as Joe Citizen or Randy Citizen here in Northwest Arkansas, how can I benefit from and utilize the Spring Creek Food Hub?
Well, you know, I think one of the ways for everyone to participate and help and further our mission of supporting local agriculture and local food is we all need to actively be part of increasing the demand for it. And so much of that is when you're out at markets or restaurants, at stores, ask for where the local food is, ask what's in season, ask what is best right now from local farmers. As we all actively participate in increasing that demand, you're ultimately supporting small farmers, supporting local agriculture. And, you know, you're going to be then directly supporting the work that we're doing at Spring Creek by supporting local farmers. So that's what I start with first of all, is kind of it takes all of us and all community members to continue to increase awareness, engagement, and build that demand. But there are other opportunities. You know, I anticipate us being able to have volunteer opportunities to help in our warehouse, whether that's packing boxes for community members or, you know, getting food out to neighbors or families in need. As we continue to find our space, you know, in the local food system, again, because Spring Creek Food Hub is new, we will offer different workplace CSA programs, things like that, where community members are able to purchase directly from us or participate in the food system.
Can you just, what CSA, I know it stands for.
Yeah, Community Supported Agriculture.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a great way for, just like the acronym says, you know, members of the community to directly support local agriculture through box purchases, kind of making commitments in advance, subscription models, things like that.
Well, that's going to be cool because I can see how that need is going to exist out there. And then on top of that, like you said, when we talked about food insecurity, I know we've done, when I say we, my family, primarily my wife and my boys, they've all volunteered at the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank. And a lot of food comes through those doors with the food bank. And I can only imagine that with what you guys are creating in Springdale, there's going to be a lot of opportunities to kind of leverage that same type of system through the Spring Creek Food Hub.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the food bank, great friends and partners of ours. And through all of these programs and efforts, I think there is plenty of room and opportunity for Spring Creek. But just want to mention, you know, it's not our intention to compete with any existing models. You know,
really the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned.
Find our way to continue to support this effort together, you know, as we move forward.
And I think of somebody like Monique Jones at St. James Food Pantry. If she can go to the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank and get support there, come to the Spring Creek Food Hub and get some support there, then she has more to give to other people that need it. And I got to say, anybody listening to this, if you haven't volunteered at a food pantry, you need to do it. It was a very humbling experience for me. And actually during the pandemic, and this is not a brag or anything, I took my sons down there several times to volunteer, and I was blown away by the people that I came in contact with that were utilizing the food pantry. You just don't know when people are going through with, because, you know, people, I've read story after story, and, you know, you can read it just about anywhere, but I mean, you don't necessarily know what food insecurity looks like. It might be apparent that forgoes a meal or two to make sure that their kids can eat. Yep. So they only eat once every other day or something like that. So they're eating enough, but just enough to get by without really harming themselves. But at the same time, it's probably not the preferred format for eating, where, you know, we should all be able to eat and when we're hungry and satisfy ourselves as far as that's concerned. But, you know, food insecurity looks different with different individuals and in different communities.
Yeah. And I mean, even something that you don't always think about is people's exposure to these fresh ingredients. You know, not everybody knows what a bunch of collard greens or a fresh tomato is, or how to prepare it or how to store it, or even how to cook it, you know, using only a microwave, maybe whatever they have access to. So it's really important and powerful stuff when you get out there and have the conversations and learn the needs of the community members.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you think are some of the biggest challenges that you face as you try to get the Spring Creek Food Hub off the ground here in Northwest Arkansas? And when I say challenges, I mean, what are the things that not necessarily are keeping you up at night, but you're like, man, these are problems that I have to solve? Because I think a lot of times what I have found here in Northwest Arkansas is that when I look at the aggregate of individuals that are here, we have it all here. Whether or not we have everybody coming to the table and talking and communicating with each other might be a different thing. But I think the intention and the desire to see everybody succeed is a well-worn idea here in Northwest Arkansas. What do you think are the biggest challenges that the Food Hub has?
Yeah. So, you know, I thought that one of the biggest challenges was just going to be in relationship building, you know, which there's still certain pieces of that that do exist. But everyone, kind of what you said, has just been so warm and welcoming. And I think it shows that people really do want to see this succeed and work. You know, the role of Food Hub is, you know, you're always kind of battling and juggling supply and demand. So, you know, one year the supply could be way up and the demand is down. So I think as we're just trying to find our momentum and find our feet under us, so much of it is really figuring out a good balance between those two pieces and making sure that we're producing food for our markets, but not enough and overcommitting or undercommitting. I think that's the one piece, especially as we get through the winter and into the spring and our planning with growers and making commitments, that, you know, we want to have that balance figured out and, you know, building, identifying customers, building markets, and, you know, ultimately finding our place in Northwest Arkansas. As we know, there's a really strong and well-developed farmers market scene. Again, we're not looking to compete with that, but we're looking to find how Spring Creek Food Hub kind of best fits in this role and best supports farmers and community members. So I just think there's still, you know, we really need to mature and grow into our best suited selves for the place that we're in.
Yeah. Well, and when I think of just hearing you talk, I think of you as augmentation to these different organizations, both for restaurants, for farmers markets, for these small farmers. You're kind of like a bridge for them and a support. You know, it's kind of like the way I look at this podcast, I've created something that is now a platform for a lot of people to tell their story so that the wider audience can hear it and embrace it, right? Because every story that we tell on this podcast isn't for everyone, but most reach a wide audience. Same thing with food, right? People don't like all types of food. I mean, it just depends. But what happens with something like a Spring Creek Food Hub is that you create greater awareness around different things that maybe people didn't think they would like, but they actually do like. You create opportunities for people to embrace a healthier style of eating, right? That's one of the big things I think that coming out of this is for us to embrace from a holistic perspective. How do we have a better relationship with food?
Yeah, you're right.
What does that look like? How do we eat better, right? Because for some of us, it's just some of the challenges. Okay, well, maybe I can't eat as much as I mean, you can eat a lot of junk, but high quality food, it just sits differently,
yeah,
right? And so that I think is important. And that's part of what you guys are going to be charged with doing. At least my belief would be simply creating a platform and an educational apparatus to give people the knowledge that they just don't currently have right now.
Yeah. And that, you know, I think that that's what makes Spring Creek Food Hub and most food hubs so fun and unique and interesting is we're dealing with local farmers, local food in season. It's kind of our warehouse is always a best snapshot of, you know, the season in Northwest Arkansas, whether it's a spring, fall, or summer, and totally bringing that awareness. I mean, that's something that I really get excited about and I love to be a part of is building awareness, engagement, and all off of education. You know, what sharing how great this local seasonal fresh food is that, you know, we have the opportunity to enjoy.
Yeah. So, and you just mentioned the warehouse a couple of times. So I want to ask, I know you guys are currently on kind of the Fayetteville Springdale line. You guys are about to move to a big facility. Tell us a little bit about that and what you're hoping to accomplish with this bigger space in a more centrally located place in Springdale.
Yeah. So super, super exciting. We are currently operating from a temporary warehouse that is in Springdale, but next summer, so the summer of 2024, we have plans to move into the market center of the Ozarks, and that is located off of Emma in downtown Springdale. It is currently being built. It's a beautiful space, about 45,000 square feet, and Spring Creek Food Hub is going to be one of the tenants in that space, and the Arkansas Food Innovation Center, AFIC, is going to be the other tenant. And AFIC is focused, for those of you that don't know, focused really on production, processing value-added products. So it's going to be this really, really fun, exciting location in this new building where you really see all aspects of local food coming together. The food hub side is going to be focused on aggregation, distribution, warehousing, supporting farmers, and we're going to have this great facility behind us in the same building where, you know, you'll see all things from creating frozen vegetable packs or lightly processed packs to tomato sauces and other canned or bottled fruits and vegetables. It's going to be this really, really interesting and exciting time to be there. And the focus is, again, supporting local agriculture, extending the season. We really hope to get in front of more customers with local food through freezer programs or getting institutional kitchens and cafeterias. Things like that is really, really going to be a great opportunity.
Okay. And so in the same vein as you're going to be moving into this new space, from a sustainability perspective, that's a hot topic these days. People are always talking about sustainability. How does the Food Hub incorporate sustainable practices in its operation?
So at the Market Center of the Ozarks, as it's being built, you know, we're still determining what can be done there to focus on sustainability. But even just from a warehousing perspective in general, we're always going to be focused on maximizing efficiency in that space to reduce consumption and energy needs.
Okay. And then as you're looking into moving into this new space, have you thought about how that location will impact some of the communities that exist specifically in Springdale? And I'm thinking of the Marshallese community and others. That's got to be on your radar. I'm just curious to know what you guys are thinking about and what you're hoping to accomplish from that perspective.
Yeah, so it's one of the reasons why Springdale and that location was chosen to build Market Center of the Ozarks is not only geographically kind of its central location throughout Northwest Arkansas, but because of the community there. And really excited to get out, for me personally, to understand more and work with them more closely around local food. We've had some initial conversations with members of the Marshallese community, really trying to identify things that they're culturally most interested in, that we could grow here in Northwest Arkansas or grow more of, to support and get out into that community. We also have already been working closely with Community Clinic in Springdale and a few other locations to supply them with low-priced local food boxes out to their patients and community members. And we really just hope to continue to build upon that. You know, again, that's something that we're really focused and excited on doing.
That's cool. Have you heard of For the Love food truck?
I have, yeah.
Okay. They've been on the podcast. They're doing some great work both in Bentonville, Rogers, now in Springdale. Yeah. And I've actually introduced them to some of the leaders in the Marshallese community, Chef Judy Tadios and some others, because they're trying to make that inroads and connection there as well. So I'll have to make sure I connect you with those guys.
Please do.
So yeah, for sure. I could see them saying, hey, all the food that you're eating today was brought to you by the Spring Creek Food Hub. So that would be kind of cool. So
I love that.
Yeah, that would be really cool. So, and again, I don't want to put too much on you right now. As you're rolling out things and getting ready to move into this new location, what are your thoughts and or views on the future?
Wow. Just generally?
Just in general, as it pertains to the Food Hub. I mean, raising two kids, so you got a lot of plans personally, but professionally, when it comes to the Food Hub, what are some of your hopes or ideas for the future, even in the short period of time that you've just gotten started?
Yeah. So, I think there's definitely a lot there and many layers. And, you know, it's still, for us being such a young organization, you know, I really want to take the time to figure out our best fit and future in Northwest Arkansas. But I think there are so many opportunities. You know, we all see it every day about how the region is growing, and there's so much great and fun and exciting stuff happening here. And food is always going to be such a central thread to that. You know, you kind of mentioned it, Randy, food is such a personal thing.
It is.
How people understand it, how they relate to it. And, you know, I really hope as the region continues to grow and develop, food is going to continue to be a central piece in that. And so much of that, of course, comes back to local farmers and agriculture, but Spring Creek Food Hub really playing a central role in that. You know, once we get out to the new space, I've already started dreaming about events, not only open house as we get into there, but bringing members of the community into that space, all kinds of different themed events around local food and local seasons, bringing chefs together, you know, to really just kind of share in the joy of local food and taste the season. So I think there's really, really just so much for me and for us to be excited about as we kind of really try to, you know, find ourselves in this space, and just excited for the opportunity in the future. And, you know, really, really excited to be here and be part of the community.
Yeah. Well, we're excited that you are here. And I have a premonition that I see a lot of yellow school buses and field trips coming to the Springfield.
It's a great field trip spot.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's going to be exciting. You mentioned Apple Seeds, which actually a lot of people don't know was birthed or born out of Ozark Natural Foods. And Apple Seeds has done such a tremendous job of creating food awareness and educating young people about food and the power of it. They can come and farm the food that's in their backyard right there, right by Gully Park. And the lessons are invaluable. And so I'm hoping that you can build upon that, replicate a little bit of that, because we need to be reaching everybody, all the kids. I mean, I think they reach like 10 or 20,000 kids a year, but there's way more kids than that in this area. And so certainly we have our work cut out for us, but having organizations like Spring Creek Food Hub is going to really make a difference. So last question for you, any shout outs that you want to give to anyone, any of those that you've collaborated with or partnered with, or you know, just in terms of saying, hey, we're so glad that you're on our team and that we're working together and we look forward to what the future holds.
Yeah, well, you know, I think for me, as the reason why I'm here and why I have always been involved in this space is, you know, it goes back to the farmers. Everything I do is through the lens of farmer support and farmer-focused energies and efforts. So, you know, I personally want to thank all of the farmers in Northwest Arkansas.
Like literally ALL, capital ALL.
It's already been, you know, such a great journey in these past, in these few short months, but really, really thank them for welcoming me to the community. I'm again, just happy to be a part of it. And you know, that goes out beyond farmers. I really, really just thanking everyone for allowing me, you know, to be here in this space and be a part of what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this. I mean, you've only been here for a couple of months now. What would you say was one of the biggest aha moments that you've had about Northwest Arkansas on a personal level, as an individual that has moved here with your family, just getting exposed to the area? What would you say, especially to someone that might be listening to this, that's thinking about moving here or just recently got here, but still kind of getting the lay of the land?
Well, you know, I think it certainly clicked for my wife and I, and, you know, speaking for myself in particular, is just walking around in the towns and the town squares, you know, spending time in the square in Fayetteville and Bentonville. I remember a moment in particular in Bentonville before I moved out here, just sitting in the square along the fountain there and just feeling the energy of this place and feeling the pull and the drive in that direction. So, you know, for me, that's certainly the moment. And then after we moved here, where, you know, we drank the water and somehow woke up with a mountain bike between our legs, riding around in Bentonville and going out to Kohler and all of these great places and trails and being able to cruise around, you know, without a car.
Sure.
Every single day, every weekend that we do that is certainly the aha moment for us.
That's awesome. Listen, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're having those experiences. And certainly, like everybody else that's listening to this, we are going to be sitting on the sidelines and getting involved and cheering on the success and the continued growth of the Spring Creek Food Hub in Springdale. If people want to get in contact with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, so farmers, community members, anyone that is generally curious, email is going to be the best way. And that is just my name, Anthony M, as in Michael, at springcreekfoodhub.org.
Right. Yeah. And we'll put all that information in the show notes so you know how to connect with Anthony and the rest of his team. We'll make sure that you have the new address that they're going to eventually have. When do you move into that space?
Late next summer.
Okay, perfect. So, and you might be listening to this a year from now. So by that point, they will already be in that space. And so, but even before then, they are actively involved in this community. And I'm personally going to make sure that I introduce a bunch of folks to Anthony, because I think that what he's doing and what their team is doing is extremely special. And shout out to some other organizations that have, I think, have played a role in this, and that would be the Walton Family Foundation. This is a topic that is near and dear to their heart. So certainly, I think it's important to mention them as well. And again, it's what makes Northwest Arkansas so special. There's so many great organizations. We're all working towards the same goal of making this place one of the best places that you can live. But it's not just where you find a house, it's where you find a home and where you find community. And certainly we can always find community around food, But what we have learned in the recent past is that not everybody has that food to find community with. And so what the Spring Creek Food Hub is doing, what Anthony Amarashada is doing, is going to be really, really important to this area. So I'm encouraging all the listeners of the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast to support these folks. If you connect with Anthony, if you visit the Spring Creek Food Hub, let them know you heard about it first here on the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast. But Anthony, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. And we're rooting for you, man. So
Thanks, Randy.
Absolutely. And you can come back anytime and give us an update on how things are going. So
great.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, folks, there you have it. Another episode of the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast. To learn more about us or to find out ways to follow us, you can check us out online at iamnorthwestarkansas.com. If you want to send us an email, you can email us at hello@iamnorthwestarkansas.com. Remember, our podcast comes out every Monday, rain or shine. And as I said earlier, you can hear us on KUAF's Ozarks at Large every Tuesday, either both at the 12 noon and at the 7 p.m. episode show. So we look forward to connecting with you. We appreciate everybody that's part of the I Am Northwest Arkansas listening tribe. And please, remember, share the word about this podcast. You can also write it and give us a great review on an Apple Podcast or any or your podcast player of choice. And we're on every platform. So if you need to find us, or you need to listen to us, or you want to, you've told a friend about us, but they don't know how to find us, you can send them to our website or you can send them to every major podcasting platform and we're there. We certainly welcome new listeners to the podcast on a regular basis. That's all for this week. I will see you next week for another new episode of the I Am Northwest Arkansas podcast. Peace.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of I Am Northwest Arkansas. Check us out each and every week, available anywhere that great podcasts can be found. For show notes or more information on becoming a guest, visit iamnorthwestarkansas.com. We'll see you next week on I Am Northwest Arkansas.